Assessment 1, page 22. Task 3. Ryan is talking to the coach of the school basketball team about the team's schedule for the upcoming month. Listen and fill in the missing information in the schedule below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 2 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Thanks for helping me to prepare next month's schedule, Coach Lee.
You're welcome. Make sure you give everyone a copy of the schedule when you're finished, since it'll also include details about a new fitness training plan we're trying out. I'll tell you more about that once we've sorted out the schedule.
Okay. So what do we have planned for November?
Well, the first weekend of the month is going to be very busy. On Saturday the 4th, we're going to compete in the annual Hong Kong Island Interschool Tournament.
I can't wait! I always enjoy competing in the Hong Kong Island Interschool Tournament.
We have a strong team this year, so I hope we can do well. On the next day, Sunday the 5th, we're going to have a team-building activity so that everyone in the team can get to know one another better off the basketball court.
Great! What are we going to do?
We're going to go hiking. Nothing too tough, since you'll all be pretty tired from the tournament.
Sounds good.
On the 9th, 16th and 23rd, we'll have our weekly practice.
I've already added the weekly practices to the schedule.
Good.
I see that we have an away match on the 11th.
That's right. We're going to play the North Point Tigers.
The North Point Tigers are a new team, aren't they?
Yes. This is the Tigers' first season in the league.
Who do we play on the following weekend?
On the 18th, we're going to play the Aberdeen Lions. It's a home match.
I love playing the Aberdeen Lions. We always beat them.
That doesn't mean we can take them lightly. Any team can win any match.
Good point. What about the last weekend of the month? We don't have any matches scheduled for that weekend, do we?
No. We'll have a week off from matches. However, we're going to have a team get-together that weekend. On the 26th, I'm going to take everyone out for a team dinner.
Yippee! I can't wait for the 26th. Where are we going to have the team dinner?
At that new restaurant near our school. That reminds me, I still need to make a reservation.
I see you've replaced the weekly practice on the 30th with fitness training. What's that?
As I said earlier, we're trying out a new fitness training plan. First, we'll split the team into two groups. I'll lead one group and take them to the school gym to ride the exercise bikes. They'll cycle for 20 minutes in total.
20 minutes? That seems okay.
Meanwhile, our new PE teacher, Ms. Chow, that's C-H-O-W, will take the other group running.
On the school running track?
Yes. The school running track's the best place to go running, obviously. They'll run 12 laps in total. I think a dozen laps and the 20 minutes of cycling should finish around the same time, so the groups will swap exercises.
And that just leaves the swimming. I guess we'll all do that together.
Exactly. I'd like you to lead the final exercise, since you're a strong swimmer. However, as you know, the school pool is still being repaired, so we've managed to get permission from Hotel Central to use their pool instead.
I've heard that Hotel Central's pool is really nice.
Yes, it's a very long pool, so it'll be ideal for the training we want to do. I think 10 lengths of the pool will finish off the training nicely.
10 lengths? That doesn't sound too bad.
You might not feel that way after doing the first two exercises.
Yes, it might feel like 100 lengths.
I don't think it'll feel that bad, Ryan.
I hope not. Well, it looks like the schedule's all done. Thanks, Coach Lee.
No worries. Just remember to send it out.
That is the end of task 3. You now have 2 minutes to complete your answers to task 3 and to tidy up all your other answers.